Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Diva of Duels 47th podcast. Tonight we'll be bashing days as usual, wishing it were September, and anything else days related or soap related you'd like to talk about. The Diva, Carrie, has joined us. I've got the dashboard, so I'll be trying to take calls. But, Carrie, glad you made it.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. And feel free to join us in the chat room and or call in to offer your insights or opinions or bash the show even more or whatever. We'll be joined by a special guest, Penny Sansevieri. I'm not sure if I'm butchering her name or not, but anyway, she's an author and adjunct instructor at NYU who will be telling us about Stars for Schools. And she's on the line right now, so I think we'll go ahead and start with her, and she can tell us about Stars for Schools.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show.
Hi, Penny.
Welcome. Hi, Penny.
Hi.
I'm curious to find out what this is about.
Well, we went to Days of Our Lives with this crazy idea of getting stars, getting their support for ClassWish.org, which is an organization that we do pro bono publicity and marketing for. And we said to Days, we said, listen, you know, we really want to raise money for ClassWish to get school supplies to kids, and we can talk a little bit more about that in a minute. We'd love to get one of your stars to be featured with a winner of the sweepstakes in Soap Opera Digest. And they said, you know what? We're going to give you two stars, Joe Mascola and James Scott. So we were really floored.
Oh.
At their support. Yeah, their support has just been unbelievable.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, they love the cause.
So whoever wins could be part of a Demira sandwich. It could be right in between Stefano and EJ. Woo!
And EJ, yeah. I mean, really. I mean, you know, you like them or hate them. I mean, they're the show's rock stars, right? And so
mm-hmm.
they are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so
around here, Demira's rule.
Yeah. And then, you know, it's funny. We did a. Because book publicity is something that I do in my other profession, and we did a book release for the executive producer from The Bold and the Beautiful, and Joe Mascola was on that show for a while, and he was back on Days, but he came to support him for the book signing, and just the nicest man. I mean, he was just so kind and sweet. He did a reading. I mean, he was just such a love.
Oh, he is. He is so sweet and mild-mannered, and it so takes you off guard at first if you're familiar with the character. You're like, whoa, I'm expecting this imposing figure, and he's just so sweet. So that's really nice. Oh, and are you a longtime fan of Days, or have you watched
I am.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
I am.
Right. So
which makes it really fun. So I told the ClassWish people, I said, listen, I'm going to escort the winner to the show.
There you go. I love it.
You know, because they also get a set tour of the show.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, and the Days people said, you know, you always meet other stars while you're there. They'll get to go in the makeup room and,
mm-hmm.
you know, back to the prop room and stuff. Yeah, so it's really an amazing prize. And like I said, all you have to do is go to starsforschools.org to find out how to enter. And it's really an exceptional opportunity, so we're really thrilled that Days has supported us.
Mm-hmm. I just typed it in the chat room so everybody in the chat room can see it as well. Starsforschools.org. And so how did you get involved with the organization?
Well, I met the founder about a year ago, and he talked to me about ClassWish and what they do. And I'll tell you candidly, you know, we run a publicity and marketing firm, and we get asked a lot to do pro bono work for this and that. And, you know, it really has to be something that's meaningful, because when you get involved in something like that, I believe you can't just sort of step in and out for 10 minutes. You've got to really become a part of it. And what ClassWish does is they address the need that we are all facing, which is that our schools are just barren. There are, you know, the funding has been cut. The school supplies are at a bare minimum, if that. I read an article last year that there's a school in Sacramento that was having to use pencils as musical instruments because they couldn't afford to get the kids music. Yeah. So it addresses a real need. And on average, teachers spend $1,200 a year of their own money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've seen that. I know. Yeah.
So what they do is you can go to classwish.org, and you can, you know, teachers can go on that site and create a wish list, and literally they can tell people what they need. So it's not just about sending them just willy-nilly school supplies and a box of erasers or something. Yeah.
So that's classwish.org.
Classwish.org. And people can go on there and, you know, register on the site, encourage your teachers, your local teachers to register and start their wish lists. And you can donate, you know, as little or as much as you want. You can go on there and give a teacher $5 and she can buy, you know, a ream of paper. And I'll tell you, some of these, we had an intern last year who said, my school doesn't have paper.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So our education of our kids is so important. And that's part of the reason why I became so involved with ClassWish, because it addressed something that was very near and dear to my heart. I mean, I teach not full time, and I'm fortunate enough to teach at NYU, which is an extraordinary university. So I don't face things that teachers in K through 12 do. But and so when we, you know, when we brought this today, the attention of Days of Our Lives, they said, "Oh, of course they're based in LA, which is some of our worst school systems in the country."
Yeah,
and they said, "Oh, we totally get it. We have kids in school. We're fully on board." So, and we're also, you know, doing it as part of their 45 years on the air, which is another extraordinary achievement. Yeah.
Oh, and then how, when they go to starsforschools.org, what is it a contest? What do they need to do to possibly win?
Of course, there's no purchase required, but you can go to starsforschools.org and you can register. There's a donation site to register to enter, and of course, there are also other contests that within the sweepstakes. So you can win an airplane ticket, a free round trip ticket. You can win an iPad. You can win an Xbox. So we've collected a lot of prizes to help support, of course, the big grand prize, which is getting to meet Stefano and EJ and going on to the set of Days of Our Lives and appearing in Soap Opera Digest.
It's pretty rare. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, next time.
And it's very rare to get to go on set, the actual set. You can go on the studio tour, but they have had a closed set for a long time, so it's pretty hard. You know, not everybody gets to go on the set, so that's pretty cool.
Well, it is rare, and here's what they told me. I mean, it took me a while to sort of get the approval for the set tour, because they're 5 days a week, you know. Again, they have just been so incredibly gracious to us, and they said, "Look, you know, we can certainly do this." And they realized how rare it was. And then Soap Opera Digest was also very supportive. They're giving us a page in their magazine. In fact, the promo in Soap Opera Digest is coming out this coming week. So we've just been getting an enormous support from this wonderful community of soap opera fans.
Oh, that's great! That makes me feel good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm proud of our lives for being part of it. That's great.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we're talking about one of the pitches that we're going out to the media is, you know, how soap operas are really helping us save schools. Because they're really stepping up to the plate in a time when, you know, the soap opera world is so uncertain. They've really stepped up to help us. So we're excited. And like I said, Stars for Schools is a phenomenal opportunity for any Days fan.
Wow, that sounds great. And when is the actual event going to happen? When is it set for a certain date?
No, the actual, sweepstakes,
you know.
Yeah, the sweepstakes runs until October 31st. And then what we'll do is we'll negotiate with Days for a convenient date for both.
Okay, great.
For both parties. And so we fly them out there. They get to stay overnight in L.A. They get to go on a set tour. It's a pretty cool thing.
That's neat. That is really neat. Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing this with us. It's very exciting. And, I mean, it's nice for Dave to be involved in that, and what a great cause. And it's great that you thought to pull Dave and the soap community into it, because, as you know, the soap fans are pretty dedicated. Even when the show sucks, they still try to hang in there, And so at least we are. We're trying. But, it is a very close-knit community when you come right down to it. And as you've probably seen on Twitter, if you follow us on Twitter, you probably see a lot of that. So it's great. And a lot of the actors are really, so down to earth and so nice to, be involved with us in that way and everything. So, great. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else on that subject that you wanted to share? Any other details or anything?
No, I just want to thank you both for inviting me to be on the show to talk about Stars for Schools. And just a shout out to the soap community. I mean, you're right. What a dedicated and loyal community. And we went up to the Emmys just to kind of meet some of the fans, and they are wildly dedicated to the show, and we really appreciate their support as well. So thank you for inviting me to be on.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Thank you for coming on. And what are your thoughts? Do you have any thoughts you want to share about the show right now? Although you probably can't bash them too much. go right ahead. We love the show. We have a passion for the show, but we're also brutally honest about it. When it's good and when it's not so good. So,
Well, it's pretty exciting that they've got some longtime characters coming back. Deidre and Drake are both they're both coming back, and I remember reading all of the angry emails when they left.
Mm-hmm.
Just like shipped them off the show. It's going to be great. It's going to be great to have them back. And I think with Stefano and EJ so pivotal to the plot right now, and I think that with especially Deidre coming back, she's such a class act. We're really looking forward to seeing her back on the show. So. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that.
They're doing something pretty big this week. The things they've been taping are supposed to air, I think, starting around the 26th of September. And it's big. We're talking old school, classic days, glamour, big surprises, which we know some of the surprises, but we don't know how they're going to come about. So that's fun. And it's been so long since we've really been treated to that because of the budgets and everything else. So they're really, it seems like the show is really dedicated to, turning things around, getting increasing the ratings and pulling people back in. And so, there's a lot of positive energy, even though we kind of have to suffer through some of the summer. So there's a lot of positive energy. And I know the actors have been working really hard this week. I know they've been getting to the studio at 6 o'clock in the morning and leaving, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. They were there all day today. So, some of them. So, they're really, this is going to be a pretty big production, I think. I know we're all pretty excited about it. So.
Well, and that's one of the things that Dave's is so known for, right? I mean, they really are, in fashion, they call the final dress that sort of, the final dress of the show, the showstopper. I mean, a lot of the shows on Days have really been showstoppers. I mean, when they pull out all the stops, they really pull out all the stops.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to the fall. I can't wait to see what's going to happen and how that show's going to turn. And it's interesting with the new writers, too. There's a lot about that in the trades as well.
Really? What have you been hearing or seeing? Just positive energy from a professional standpoint, are you seeing anything out there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all really positive. I mean, I think everybody's sort of, everything is so tentative right now in the soap opera world, even though Days has been renewed. They got a historical renewal for like 3 years or something, which is outstanding.
Yeah.
So I think everybody kind of held their collective breath and they said, oh, gosh, they're getting new writers. Wait. you know, don't tip the apple cart. if it's moving, keep it going. But I think there's a lot of excitement around that. I mean, I think the things that you're talking about are the outgrowth of this new writing team. So
that's
really awesome.
Yeah, and what I've seen of their tweets, there's a lot of, I mean, of course, anytime you bring anybody new in, they're usually, you start a new job or come back to a job, you know, you have a lot of energy and everything, which is great, but they seem to really care what the fans are thinking. They really seem to be interested in the actual show, and, you know, and that's not always the case with head writers. I mean, you know, some are more involved than others. Some of it, it's a job, and they're doing it, and they might do it well, but they aren't necessarily that keyed into the fans. And I think from our perspective, we've seen them really reach out to us, and I think that's great. I mean, we know they can't – intellectually, we know they can't please everybody all the time. We know that there's going to be some disappointments, and there are going to be some things that are great. But still, just the idea that they are interested and that they want it to go well and they want it to be well received is nice. It's nice, you know, nice to see.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, well, it really is. It's a great time.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us. Feel free to continue to listen in, or you know, I'm not sure what your schedule is or whatever, but we really appreciate you joining us, and you know, it's been great to hear from you and hear about this program, Stars for Schools, and the sweepstakes, the Demira Men. Whew. So thank you again. Thanks for joining us.
And you can follow her at Stars for Schools on Twitter, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm typing that in there, too.
Well, thank you both so much for inviting. I love your blog. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work, and you have a great show. And thank you so much for inviting me on. I'll definitely listen to the rest of the show because I love your take on Days of Our Lives. So thanks again for inviting me to be on.
Thanks, Penny.
All right, well, thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Oh,
Mr. Brown, that was really neat.
Yeah, I didn't realize how big of a prize it was. I didn't realize it was airfare and hotel stay and everything. That's awesome. I was thinking, oh no, maybe it's just for local people, but no, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
So she sounds
really neat.
Oh yeah, and I'm definitely gonna send the link to my son's school and see if that's something that would interest them.
Yeah,
that's a great idea. My sons go to a private school, and seriously, we have to donate everything. I mean, both kids, crayons, pencils, pencil sharpeners, markers. I mean, seriously, it's like a list of 20 items for each kid. Kleenexes, hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah. I see those lists every year that the kids go with. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
And it is true that a lot of teachers spend their own money, and they don't have that kind of money to spend, but they have to if they want to be good teachers, you know, and it's just a shame, you know, that's the state of things right now. But what a great cause, and what great people to be wanting to support the schools and support our kids and their learning process and everything. So that's cool. Well, I'm definitely going to check it out. I'm checking out the website and everything. So that was neat.
A friend of mine, she got out of college, she got a teaching job. I think it was Virginia. And it was at a really poor school district. And she would find ways, and she's one of those teachers, I mean, she spent money out of her pocket. She would find ways to get kids stuff while being sneaky about it so the parents wouldn't be upset. Like, she would have a local dentist come in and talk about taking care of their teeth because the kids didn't have their own toothbrushes and toothpaste.
My gosh.
Yeah, so she with the dentist, if the dentist did it too, yeah, she would give out toothpaste. Yeah, so she would do stuff like that. She'd have to do it in a sneaky way so the parents, you know, didn't think they were taking charity. It was, you know. Yeah,
wow.
Because some of the kids didn't even have pencils. So she would have to, I know. I mean, my house is the exact opposite. I mean, I have so many pencils, I could build a house with them.
Because
every time there's a Christmas party, you know, like some parents don't like to give out candy or cookies or anything. So all the parents give out pencils. It's like, what the hell am I going to do with it? Yeah, like, seriously, go trick-or-treating. Someone gives you a pencil. I mean, that's lame.
Oh, no. Hey, Mary Ann's here.
Hey.
I'm going to let's get her in here. Hello, Mary Ann.
Hello.
There she is.
Hey, Mama Hooch. How's it going?
Pretty good. How's it going? What are you guys talking about? I just heard a little bit about pencils.
Yeah, you just missed. We had Penny on for Stars for Schools in classwish.org.
Oh, okay. I saw that you were having her on.
And you know how you got to be a part of the Demira sandwich in that picture when you met were with James and Mateo?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's another opportunity because James Scott and Joe Muscolo were going to be part of this sweepstakes deal. So you could actually have your picture in Soap Opera Digest between those two men. I mean, and you know who that would make jealous.
That sounds enticing.
I have a feeling Teo might want to get in. I think Teo might show up and want to get in on that action.
Hey. So how do you do that? I had read a little bit about it, but I had missed, you know, the beginning of the show.
Well, you can go to starsforschools.org.
Mm-hmm.
You can also check out classwish.org, which is where you can, I think, donate things to the teachers that are in need of supplies for the kids. StarsForSchools.org is, I believe, where you go in to find out more about the sweepstakes. And it's through October, somewhere around the end of October, I think. And then they'll whoever wins that particular prize. There's other prizes, too. But whoever wins that prize gets a tour of the set, meets probably other actors, but then gets their picture with
each
of those handsome men. Each of those handsome men on either side of you. So Soap Opera Digest is devoting a page to it. So.
Yeah. Oh, and I want to give Joe a big bear hug. Oh, he's just so adorable.
I know he is.
I just want to give him a big hug.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll have to. And my daughter's a teacher, so it benefits the school.
Oh, that's great.
I think you can even
recommend schools or teachers for some of that, right?
Teachers can sign up for it. Mm-hmm. And they put up a wish list. Yeah, and then people can buy what's on the list for them.
Mm-hmm. I think involved in something like that. It sounds familiar. Like, I think she might even know about this already. That's what I'm thinking. So.
I happen to pick up Soap Opera Weekly today. And
flip to the
public opinion page, and there's a hot picture of Tony and Anna, and then
that was a great picture.
It was great for them. There is Mary Ann right there with a letter. So would you like to read it, or would you like one of us to read it? Because I don't know, it'd be nice to share it with everyone.
Yeah, I'll read it.
Do you have it in front of you? Okay, good.
Let's go ahead and read it.
It's a great letter. Well, I'll give you a second, it's a great picture.
I'm glad they put a picture in. Sometimes they don't, and I'm glad they did, and it was a good picture.
I was hoping for one. Now, is that when it was Andre and Anna, and she was still figuring out? She didn't know. Was that the tango? That outfit looks like it might have been the tango date.
If it was tango, that was Andre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It might have been, when she first came back.
That's what it looks like, because I recognize, like, the glass. They were drinking that champagne and all that, you know. So I think that might have been that episode. Anyway. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've written one or since there's been anything in there about Tony or Anna. It's been a long time.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, it says, time for Tana. It says, I'm very excited about the upcoming changes at Days of Our Lives. I believe the powers that be have made a commitment to keep this wonderful soap on the air. As I look forward to all the returning fan favorites, I am hoping Days will not forget Teo Penglis and Leanne Hunley. They will bring excitement and a breath of fresh air to the show. We know Anna is still out there and needs to be found, especially with the rumored return of her daughter, Carrie. Tony fans know he is still alive. Demiras never die. They rise from the ashes. I hope the new writers will consider a great storyline to bring these two very popular and talented actors back to days.
Woohoo! Excellent. Well said. I loved it. I loved it. It really captured everything. It was really, really great.
Yeah, I wanted to try to get, for both of them especially, you know, to have them both, you know, return somehow, you know. And it's,
I mean, the first time they returned together, so awesome.
Right. And with Carrie coming back, it's a perfect time. Could be a perfect way to bring Anna back. And with the turmoil that EJ's going through with Stefano, it's the perfect time to bring Tony back. So those two things right there together. Yeah.
Yep. No, that was great.
Now,
let's get the writers to
listen. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I've been going on Twitter and, right in.
Hey, look at Steve, Jack, and Jennifer.
I'm writing a similar letter to, like, Corday and the writers. Sent it right to the studio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But look at how Save Jack and Jennifer, and hey, Jack is coming back. And look what they did.
Hey, and we did
awesome
it.
Campaign.
We did it in 2007.
Yeah, you guys have brought him back before.
Yeah, he was gone a year and a half and never thought. And here we never thought we'd get Teo back, never thought Leanne would come back. And there we got both of them back in 07. We did the same thing, campaigns and letters. Because he was gone a year and a half then. Now it's a little over 2 years now. Since he left in 2009.
It's too long.
It's
too long to
have
a demerger out like that.
Yeah, and I'm curious to see if John comes back and if they come back with the idea that he's still the demerger, or if they're going to not acknowledge
that part of history.
Yeah, or are they going to, and I don't know, if EJ and Stefano are going to jail, I don't know. I doubt that's going to happen.
No,
probably
going to jail.
Yeah, because they were mentioning on there about, Abby must have said, well, what happens if EJ and Stefano go to jail? Does that mean Chad's going to be the head of the family? And I almost, like, choked.
I know you. Now, I like Chad,
what are they talking about?
I knew that,
time to bring Tony
I knew
back.
That you, I knew you had fallen out of your chair when you heard that one. Now, I personally like Chad, but he's not a substitute for Tony.
Yes.
He's not a substitute for Tony, and he doesn't have the life experience that Tony has.
No.
He could help his little brother. I mean,
Chad.
And that relationship.
And I love it with him and EJ
great together.
Yes.
Yes.
I think it would be great with those two. Yeah, because I loved EJ and Tony together. So I'm thinking he'd be good with Chad, too. And the scenes with EJ and Chad were great. I mean, the whole Demir family and EJ and Stefano was great. Although I didn't get the idea why Stefano, maybe I missed something, but why is Stefano blaming EJ? Stefano, it was his idea. Why is Stefano disowning EJ? I guess because he messed things up with Taylor, I guess. Is that why he's pissed
off? Yeah, he's mad that he let woman get in his pants and not
okay. And then, wait a minute, Stefano, it was your idea. Why are you mad at EJ?
Exactly.
Yeah. You fucked him into it. Yeah.
I hate the way EJ's just like staring at him like deer caught in the headlights, like he's been hanging around with Chloe too much or something. Come on.
Oh, but doesn't EJ just break
yourself,
your heart?
Dude.
He can do so many things wrong.
I know.
Just like, the puppy dog eyes and the tears and the like, okay.
I know.
Poor EJ.
Boy. And I love the Kate and Stefano scenes where at the end of, I think it was Tuesday's episode, when he apologizes to her for talking to her that way when he was upset earlier.
Yeah.
And then it's like they don't kiss, but she says something to him. I can't remember what, but something like she knows how he feels or whatever. And then they hug, and you can see his arms come up around her. And I'm like, melt my little soap opera heart. So they're so... But we don't get enough of them. I mean, I hate it that we don't get to see them very much, but it was really nice. I'm glad they threw that. I'm glad they had that scene. And I love, did you guys see the scenes with Suzanne Rogers and Kate Manzi where this young girl is talking about, she really cares for this guy, but he's affiliated with this horrible family, and she doesn't want to be part of that, and it's hard because she cares about him. And here's Maggie, a couple of generations up from her, and she's having the same struggle. And I loved that. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was so cute. And I also had an epiphany on a sort of related note. I had an epiphany today because I was watching some of Days on my computer, and I thought, I totally think that Julie Pinson and Kate Manzi could be, like, totally related. They need to work together somehow because they, oh, my gosh, they look so much alike. It's so fun. I mean, their hair color is different, but, I mean, they could totally be convincing mother-daughter. I mean, totally. So, anyway, but, and I do love her with, I love Missy Reeves with her, too. I mean, they make a good pair, so mother-daughter. Mm-hmm. But I just saw that, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she reminds me of Julie. So,
and I do like the Abby-Chad relationship, too. I do like them
together. I do, too. I really do, too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, I have to admit, I do like Chad as a Demira. I just don't like when Ed doesn't, not a replacement for Tony, but I think he could fit in really well, too, you know, as a younger brother.
Yeah. And I think as he grows in his Demira ways, you know, it'll be it'll be interesting. Did you? And we saw his dad. We saw Mr. Peterson Woods.
Remember, he's got a new look.
Chad Peterson
Woods. He's really gray right now.
Gray with the goatee a little bit.
Like, who the hell
is glasses.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, he looked different. He actually looked better, I thought. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he did. So I don't know how far that's going to go, but that's kind of an interesting dynamic. I'm glad they got him back for that role because, you know, glad they didn't bring in somebody else.
And another thing I noticed, the Spanish girl that came into the cell, that was McCarthy, right? The police officer?
No,
I
thought it was
her
at first, but it's some girl I thought that, well, maybe it
wasn't
was.
Hope asking. Yes, Hope was asking for her help.
It was. Okay.
And when she was in there, she did a really good job. Because I thought, as McCarthy, she's like, ugh, doll. But when she played that Spanish girl, I thought that was her. Look, I mean, at first I didn't think it was, but because she covered the accent, she did the accent very well, and she did the whole character totally different. But if you looked at her face, I think that was her.
Okay. I didn't catch that. Okay.
And I think, wait a minute, because I remember Hope asking her to help her out. So,
you know, because that's
I could be wrong, and that's why I was trying to ask him. But if they thought, I thought that was her. I'm thinking that that's who that is in there with Rafe now, or Rafe too, I guess. So, okay.
Yeah. So, what do we think of the happy reunion with the Rafester and all the nakedness and the?
You mean Rafe and Sammy?
Sammy.
Gag me. I'm sorry, but I still don't see them two together. Sammy's just as annoying as anything.
I mean, the kids were adorable, I have to admit.
Yeah.
I'm just glad. I mean,
Johnny?
The kids were kind of
adorable.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah.
I mean, even though I hate it that they're against EJ right now, it is.
Oh, when Johnny said gross?
Those kids are so good.
You're right.
Those kids are so
gross,
good.
It was gross. Yeah. Yeah. Johnny said gross when Sammy was going to kiss Rafe. Yeah, we all think the same thing, Johnny.
Oh, that's so funny. I didn't catch that.
You remember
that.
He goes, gross. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did catch that. Okay, I thought you said something.
Yeah.
I thought you said
grope. Yeah. No, gross. Oh,
okay,
no. That's Dr. Dan now. We get Dr. Dan off out of your mind. I still don't see the Sammy-Rafe thing. I don't know.
No. Okay, so did you guys catch... Did you catch the full page layout, pinup, or whatever you want to call it, of Nicole and Brady in the soap opera weekly?
Yes. I get Soap Opera Digest, but I haven't been getting Soap Opera Weekly. Do they do that every week? Put like a.
I don't know. That's the first time I've seen it, but I'm for it. Woo! That's hot.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Nicole.
Like they need to bring Bricole back or Bricole.
Oh well, I always they do. They are the better pairing for each of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think so.
I mean, I do like her with EJ sometimes, but I definitely think that those two definitely. But I mean, that picture, I'm like, holy heck! When I opened it up, I was like, I had to look at the cover and see which magazine I bought. Just I was like, is Marianne writing the porn magazines? Oh no!
And I looked
at the wrong thing.
They start this doing like a centerfold of couples.
I don't know, but it certainly caught my eye.
See, I have Soap Opera Digest. I get in the mail. I only get one. I don't get weekly, so I don't know.
Oh, they're hot. Mm.
But I sent my letter into both of them, but Soap Opera Week, went in there, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, let's see. Oh, so what did you guys think, if anything, of the Taylor and Nicole stuff this week.
Taylor,
I'm
now
surprised Nicole,
again.
Yeah, Nicole forgave her so quickly.
Yeah, that was hopefully that just means
all about,
that Taylor's
getting
hit
bash
by a bus.
EJ.
I'm just hoping that means that they're expediting Taylor being hit by a bus or something. just like
somehow
that. She's forgiven and she's out of town. I don't know, but I just cannot stand that character. I cannot stand that character. And the thing of it is, she's supposed to be playing, I guess, a somewhat sympathetic character, but she has just the opposite effect on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like, I find myself rooting for Nicole. I mean, I just want to I want her to beat the living daylights out of
her. I'm always rooting for Nicole. I root for Nicole over Sammy.
Mm-hmm.
I root for anybody over Sammy, but
she was always convincing as, you know, she loves those kids. I mean, I thought it was great, like, when they were getting back to, when EJ was deciding, and, you know, since Jammy wasn't going to happen right then, since he, you know, he was seeing what a good mother that she really was, even though she had stolen Sydney and all this history was there, she still, like, he knew that she loved those kids, and she would be a good stepmom to them. And, you know, then they tried to throw that out with Taylor sucking up to Johnny and stuff, and I'm like, I am so not buying it. That kid is not pimping you. I'm sorry. It's just not working. So, they tried that, but there just wasn't that connection, I didn't think. So, yeah, that whole that character can just, I mean, no offense to the actress, I mean, but it just, as far as the character goes, the sooner the better.
I heard there was some other kind of other day's news that Brian DeTillo got married.
Yes, he did.
I know,
and I thought
he was going to marry me. I'm not too happy about it, frankly. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
so
it's time
Brian.
To bring him back, too, actually, I think. Bring Brian back, and Lucas, yeah.
Oh, hey, Madeline's here, so I'll get her in here.
Yeah.
Hey,
hi,
Madeline.
Guys.
Hey. Welcome.
Hey,
how's it going?
Oh, good. I'm sitting out on my porch looking at both mountains. It's great.
Aw,
beautiful
good.
Day.
We had a beautiful day
here.
Beautiful weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. It was
perfect
like,
here.
It felt, the feels like was 107 here today, so that's how it went.
Oh, my gosh. It was like 80 time
it was
here.
It was hotter
beautiful.
Here than it was in Houston, Texas, where I am originally, that I was from for 7 years.
It's hot the end of the week,
it was
though, here.
It's here in the Midwest than it was down there.
And we're going to
gosh.
Philadelphia to visit my son, and it's supposed to be in 95 next weekend.
Oh,
we'll be going weekend. Yeah. So, that'll be fun.
It's gorgeous and sunny, and it's probably 75 degrees, maybe 80.
Don't be rubbing that in. Oops, I might have to hang up.
it's beautiful here now. We don't have any humidity at all.
Oh,
I think it's coming in the end of the week.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait for this whole heat wave to get over with. Here all summer, all winter long, I was wanting it to be over.
It's still better than snow and tornadoes, Anna.
I know.
Yeah,
better than snow and tornadoes.
That's true. I agree.
I'll take it.
That doesn't. As long as that doesn't break, I'm good.
Do you have air? I don't have air. No.
Oh, I
Madeline,
have
did you watch any of the show this week, Madeline?
I watched some, which I was very sorry. Made me go, no, I don't want to watch any more until September.
Mm-hmm.
But, I watched some of it. I didn't.
Yeah.
But, I watched, like, part of Tuesday and then I watched Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I liked
Tuesday because Kate and Stefano were on.
And the Damaras were good. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting tired of the Damaras because they do the same thing over and over and over.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love.
I mean, their performances have been great, and I'm more. The kid playing Chad is getting better, and They did some great scenes, but it's the same thing over and over and over. And this family is never allowed to do anything except whine about Stefano and what it's like to be his kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, I shouldn't be having any more kids. Those kids should be somebody else's. in the family.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe? And I mean, Stefano isn't even evil anymore. What the hell is he doing? Somebody locked up rape. I'm sorry. I don't find that evil unless he. Except that he didn't murder him. That's the evil part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That we're still stuck with him. But other than that, I did like Jennifer and Abby's talk. That was kind of interesting. I was shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that so much. I was shocked that Jennifer actually stuck up for her ex-husband.
Yeah. That was
yeah.
Nice. I guess that means that we can tell when the writers, like when they decided.
Because the writers like shift gears faster than.
Yeah. Obviously, that was probably around the time all this stuff was starting to go down.
I will say, I was really, really, really disgusted with the fact that Dina Higley had the character her daughter is playing. Make Bo and Hope look like idiots.
Well, it's not hard to make Bo and Hope look like idiots, though.
Oh, don't be bashing.
They are not the sharpest tools.
I know they're idiots now, but they didn't used to be.
Yeah,
no, I'm sorry. and to have it be the character her daughter is playing. I mean, come on. You talk about. I mean, even having. Ken Corday's golfing partner be Roman, isn't you know, do you think
what? Oh, yeah. Oh, I see. Huh? Yeah.
Just kidding. I'm so glad she got fired. But having to watch this, well, I'm not going to watch anymore. But
Carrie, what about you? How did that, do you have any favorite parts or?
This whole week?
Favorite parts? Yeah.
Actually, Sunny coming out to Victor, that was actually pretty cool.
I like that.
Oh, and Daniel's,
They did a good job with that.
Yeah, and Daniel's, what the firecracker line to Molly, to Melanie at the cheating heart, that was one of my favorites, too.
Weren't you, like, getting people to tweet that as a hashtag? What was it? What
the firecracker?
What was it again?
What the firecracker?
What the firecracker, yeah. Not wanting to cuss in front of his daughter kind of thing. That was funny.
It was, yeah, he had another line, too. I can't remember which one it was, but it was something on the same vein. I think instead of saying shit or something, he said something else.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, but,
I don't mind him. I mean, I actually, as much as I hate Daniel as a character, I actually like him with the father-daughter dynamic for some
mm-hmm.
reason, other than when they were, you know, living together and it seemed like they were starting to date. I mean, that part was a little weird. But yeah, I mean, they weren't, but it felt like that sometimes. But I do like their dynamic.
It's a little hard to see Daniel act like a father mm-hmm. when his daughter is the same age as somebody who he was dating.
He dated. Thank goodness they're not running those stories concurrently. So,
well, I don't know. It's just a little hard because it's hard to see him as a father. He grew up to every woman he gets his hands on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, all the relationships that he has or has had, I like mm-hmm. that one the best of the, or I dislike that one the least, maybe would be the better word. But, yeah.
Well,
actually, I wouldn't mind him if he got his hands on Carly for a change, because I don't care about either of them, so that would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Really, that's the only pairing I was ready to see Daniel in was the Carly-Daniel one, and they didn't do that, so, which is fine, but, I mean, if they were going to put him with anyone, that's the one that made the most sense to me. But I don't know.
I think this makes sense.
But yeah, I agree, Carrie.
We make Sunny a doctor, and then we can get rid of Daniel. We won't need him anymore.
Yeah.
Marianne, what were your favorite?
Yes, I'm listening.
I know. I was asking you what were your favorite or least favorite things about this week.
About this week, the favorite things?
Yeah.
I did like the Victor and Sunny thing, and of course I liked the EJ and Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Least favorite had to be the beach with Bill and Gabby and I guess was that this week? I don't know.
Yeah,
I think it was.
Yeah, that was.
You think that was nearly as bad as Rafe and Sammy and Bo and Hope?
I think the Rafe and Sammy was more puke-worthy than that. I mean, but that's just my opinion.
I guess. Yeah.
I was honestly surprised. Maybe it was because of Will and Sunny. I didn't really mind the thing so much.
I have and to admit, I felt the same way. Yeah, I have to admit, I didn't hate it. I don't know. Maybe it's because I really like the Will character. I really like him. And I guess because that other kid, that T-Man kid's been around forever and Kinsey's been around forever. I mean, at least they're characters that we sort of know, and they're not as annoying as they used to be when Mia was around. But, I mean, I'm so glad they got rid of that situation.
Yeah.
But, I was surprised. I was going to back
Mia
through it.
They didn't need to have Kinsey drooling over Sunny quite so much.
Oh, of course, that's going
to
create.
Yeah, you had to point that out. Yeah.
The drama. Yeah.
Right.
They're,
but you know what? I have to admit,
they're not in junior high.
Yeah. I was really kind of concerned about how Daisy was going to handle this story, and I think part of it, I think Dina was going to kind of rush it because from what I heard, it seemed like Ken was saying that they were going to take it slow or whatever. You know, it was going to be part of the journey that Will was going on or whatever. And I like that idea much better because that's more true to life than, you know, him suddenly deciding one day that he's gay.
The minute Ken says something is going to happen a certain way, I assume that it's going to happen the opposite.
Yeah, you know. Well, anyway, yeah. But I have to admit, I really like the kid that plays Sonny. I like him much. I mean, I don't know, compared, like, for as far as the character coming in from out of the blue that we don't know, I mean, we don't know the kid, we don't know the actor, and I mean, nothing against the Dario actor, the guy who played Dario, but, I mean, I instantly like Sonny. I mean, I just like him, root for him, hope that, you know, he's just brings a nice quality. I mean, I don't know, to the character and pulls in Adrian and Justin and the whole, you know, Kyriakos plan. They needed some action going on since Philip's gone and everything. It's like that house could have been kind of dead. So now they're going to have some things to deal with. And I think it's interesting. I just like it. It's interesting. So.
Did anybody else like Kinsey and Nicole hanging around?
Yeah.
Cute, yeah.
I don't really like Kinsey that much, but... Having her with Nicole is a hell of a lot slight better than having to watch Nicole sit there and behave like she cares about her sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What was it? Kinsey had a line that was cute. I can't remember it now, but she had some line, and I thought, oh, that's cute. You know, just, you know. Yeah, I mean, they're actually a good pairing as far as scene partners because, you know, even though Nicole has a lot more depth to her, there is that superficial side. And, you know, since Kinsey's obviously pretty superficial, it's kind of fun. Yeah.
Well, that's something they don't do very well anymore, but it's nice to, it's kind of fun to see her with Nicole doing that. But
yeah.
Did anybody watch Friday? How did the scene with Johnny telling EJ he didn't want him to be his father anymore or something.
Oh, that was so hard.
Yeah,
Raven left with the kids, and Sammy actually felt bad for EJ. And she was like, you know. Yeah, basically, she's telling EJ
and
he
and
needs
she was
to,
basically pissed, yeah.
Yeah.
But wasn't she mad at him for, like, giving up so easily or something? Like, fight for your kids, they want you, you know, they need you kind of thing.
Don't walk away from them. When you see us, you're going to be seeing us all the time. Don't walk away from your kids, you know.
Oh, no, let's torture you. Let's make you see that you're never going to get this. We're not going to let you have them anymore, but you should be okay with them being with
you. Well, he was more or less telling him to give up your kids. I think there was a part of the conversation was, like, let them go.
Let them go. They're better off with me, but you should deal with it when you see us in public. Is that it?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or maybe I misunderstood her.
That's like beyond
cool. Think about it, you know, yeah.
Well, and didn't she throw in something like, how does it feel?
She said something like, when they grow up, you know, Johnny is going to find out what you did. You know, he's going to understand it. And Sydney's going to grow up and know that you kidnapped her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how is she going to feel about that meeting? I guess, should he walk away now? Yeah.
That doesn't mean the kids are going to feel like the way that Sammy wants them to feel. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. That's the part about this story that really gets me. Because Johnny is about 5.
Yeah, I think he's about 5, 4, 5.
I went through a divorce at that age. I had people telling me, your mother is the worst thing that ever happened to you. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I still wanted her to be my mother.
Well,
mm-hmm.
And I thought
right.
It was realistic how Johnny, you know, he had been watching a video, and the video went off. He's in the other room. I thought that was really cute, and he sees this news story. And, of course, a little kid's not going to figure it all out in, like, a 30-second news bite, but... You know, he basically comes running out and he's like, Daddy and Mama lied. Why did they lie? Why did they do bad things or whatever? It was so cute. I mean, I just love those boys. They are just so darling.
Yeah.
And it was nice to have Allie back, too. I mean, even though they were pimping Rafe and everything, I mean,
mm-hmm.
It was nice to have Allie back. And, you know, she was really cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought... You know, they did a good job with that, you know. I don't know. I guess because I'm so happy the whole Rafe 2 thing is finally starting to wind down that, you know, some of those scenes, the scenes with the kids I actually liked. I mean, the scenes with him and Sammy, no. But anyway, so.
Well, the other thing, I wish the one thing about the conversation with Chad and EJ that they didn't, EJ didn't mention what I was kind of mad about was he didn't tell Chad when Chad was getting mad at him, you know, that he stuck Rafe in there all because he just wanted Sammy back. That he didn't mention, well, Rafe tried to adopt one of my kids. None of that was ever mentioned. That Rafe has done all this shit. You know, that EJ has a reason to be worried.
Mm-hmm.
That this guy is gonna try and take his kids away. That kind of bothered me.
Yeah, and it's all this EJ bashing, you know. Everybody, even Stefano, in there. What the heck? Yeah.
Wow, Are you surprised that Stefano? Come on, what does he normally do with his kids?
Well,
the minute something blows up,
why is he mad?
That's so.
You
got to
lock him in an island for 20 years, or put him on an island for 20
yeah.
years.
He's
or something.
The one who
yeah.
comes up with all this crap, and then the minute it doesn't work out,
that's no, why he's blaming
EJ. It's their fault.
Yeah.
That didn't surprise me in the least. So.
But I mean, Sammy shot him in the head, for goodness sake. I mean, you know, how's that any worse than what he did to Rafe?
I know.
That's worse. Come on.
Well, not
yeah.
to mention that her entire family, who are cops, are hiding the fact that they're going to go put EJ and Stefano in jail for kidnapping Rafe, which apparently they can't because. Oh, can I mention spoilers? I forget.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So Rafe 2 is going to get killed, and then apparently they don't have any evidence, which I don't understand. Rafe was in there. What, he can't get on the stand and say I was locked up? Well, I don't get this. That's evidence.
Yeah, yes, that is true. Well, yeah, Rafe knows that it was Stefano and EJ, right?
He was there.
Or was his memory supposed to be erased? I don't know, but he even said he was
there.
Well,
he remembers everything now.
Yeah, he remembers everything.
They have to be going to Bo and Hope and telling them this is what happened.
They can get him on kidnapping charges and sending him, yeah, and keeping him locked up in the basement. At least get him for doing that, you know.
I haven't been interested in tweeting to the new writers, but I think I'm going to start tweeting to the new writers. Please do not insult our intelligence because I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do medical or legal things, please have someone look at it. It's not even like you guys have to look it up. You have people working for you. Have them look it up. Not that I want EJ and Stefano to be in jail, but still, come on.
Yeah. And now Brady's admitting. Is he coming and going to try to turn himself in to know, or are they going to charge Brady with anything now?
Well, they've known all this part time, and they haven't charged them.
They know. Oh, they knew all this time. Yeah.
You mean if they're going to charge EJ and Stefano, they might as well,
right,
you know, then they have Brady and Sammy.
And Sammy. Because Bo knows both about both Sammy and Brady.
Well, because half the town knows Sammy, tried to murder him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what else have you guys talked about that I missed?
Well, I think it's cool. Like this week, they've been taping nonstop. Like they taped they taped Monday through Saturday, and they've been getting there at 6 o'clock in the morning and leaving at midnight and everything. So it's been pretty crazy. But they're doing some major stuff for that week of the 26th. So it's pretty exciting.
Mm. Yeah, we saw that. It looks like John Stone's wheelchair.
I saw that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's a lot of speculation going on about, you know, that he's really not paralyzed anymore, that he'll show up in the wheelchair and then get up and surprise everybody or something.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah,
I actually wouldn't mind them if they kept him in the wheelchair for a little while, but I'll be surprised.
I just want him to have at least some remnants of New John. I love New John.
Yeah.
I would too, but
I don't know.
I'm afraid they're going to neuter him,
if they're bringing him back to all of their fans, I can't see that happening.
I know, but that's just my personal wish, even though
I'll be happy if they don't change it, but he's not a Demera anymore. He needs to be a Demera.
Yeah. Yeah, I still want him to be a great Demera.
Not that he'll ever do anything bad, but...
Kiriakis. I don't know, but it should be a pretty... I know it's like we're all getting excited for September and everything, and I hope that people will give it all a chance, you know, because I know they can't please everyone all the time, but, you know, these writers at least seem like they want to know what the fans think. They like to get the feedback. They seem willing to listen. They may not be able to do everything that we want them to do, but, you know, they just seem engaged, which is nice, a nice change from what we've seen the last 3 years. But
we'll see.
I don't know.
I'll watch for a little while. But if we get anything, if it's the Pimp Rafe show, sorry. I'm not going to be in for that. Oh, my God. No,
I get the feeling that some of the pets are changing, you know, because some of the GA likes Rafe and Sammy together. I mean, there's a percentage of people that do. I'm not going to deny that, but I'm hoping that the pimping of certain characters is going to be diminished because certain elements are no longer going to be with the show. But I can't be sure of that, of course. But
that would be nice. It's gone beyond not liking Rafe with Sammy. It's just that I have to hear how Rafe is perfect and everyone else is not, even though Rafe is doing things that are far from perfect and they're just as bad as the people he's complaining about. And then we get him pimped constantly. And I'm sorry if people don't like this, but Galen Jerry is the most boring actor to watch.
I don't think he's a very good actor.
He's got two looks. One that just puts me to sleep and one that makes me want to punch him.
Yeah. Same monotone. I don't know.
He either doesn't have an expression or he smirks.
Yeah.
One of the others.
Believe me, there was not too much difference between Rafe and Rafe 2. A little bit, but just...
I can't see that many J&M fans being crazy about watching their couple come back and pimp that character.
So they got to come back and
pick
him, Sammy, and Rafe. Yep.
You know.
Probably what's going to happen. What always happens, you know.
We'll see.
Well, I think they'll probably
well,
be
Higley's
Harry
gone,
and
so.
Austin.
Well, I don't think it was Higley as much as Tomlin, but who knows. I'll be curious to see.
We'll see.
I'll be curious to see what the ratings are for next week, because the ratings for last week were.
They were 1.4. It's like that's worse than As the World Turns when they were canceled. It's like. So I mean, I mean, I had from everything I had heard, it gets worse before it gets better. So we've got. You know, another
month and a half
of crap, but, you know, I mean, we've dealt with a few years of it, so I guess. But, you know, but I don't know. I just hated the whole Demira dynamic this week. I hated how, I don't know, just the whole, I mean, I loved some of their scenes, but I just, I mean, the whole thing of EJ and Stefano going to jail and all this BS, oh, come on, you know. I mean, we know that Rafe died.
My problem with it, as much as it's hypocritical, is it's just they can't figure out anything to do that's different with this family except make it all about Stefano and how he screwed them all up. You know, it's they continue to recycle his kids so that they can do the same thing over and over and over and over again. They don't want to do, you know, they don't want to let any of those, they don't want any of those kids to grow in any other direction. They're not allowed to do anything else.
Yeah.
You know,
even Victor's allowed to get, even Victor's allowed to fall in love with Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why can't one of Stefano's kids get to do something that, you know, isn't about him? And I adore Joe, and I like having him on the show, and him and Kate are about the only thing I care about anymore.
Yeah.
But they still need.
Me too.
They still need. And part of me worrying about John and Marlena coming back, I mean, even if they don't have a Pimp Rafe, I'm a little worried about what it, you know, if they're going to go back to the same old John, Marlena, and Stefano BS again. That'll be fun.
Oh.
Yeah,
I would like to see Marlena's reaction to the fact that she's been replaced by Kate.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. That would be all kinds of awesome. I would love for him to make some snide remark about they walk into Chez Rouge and John and Marlena are there or something, and they can hear Stefano and Kate's every word. And he says something about, you are my true queen of the night, or something like that, I don't know. I just think it'd be funny for them to kind of throw
we
that
better
out.
Better get something between the four of them, because
Marlena who?
That's the only thing between the four of them I really care about.
Yeah. True. And I still want a Maggie and Victor and Kate and Stefano double date. I've been saying that for months, and I saw some other people tweeting about that the other day. That would be awesome to have that going on. That would be funny. The snark would be at an all-time high, I have a feeling.
Especially because I can't imagine any other way for it to happen than somebody would have to blackmail Maggie into doing it.
Hey, Madeline, you came in after we talked about this, but did you know that M got published in Soap Opera Weekly?
Yeah, I heard about that. Congratulations.
The picture.
Wow.
Thank you.
Big picture.
Yeah, great.
Big picture of Tony and Anna.
Is somebody going to put it up somewhere? See, I missed Tony. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know. Is Tony still
on? I scanned it
in.
I could put it, yeah.
Well,
I just miss all the pictures that we have.
Down. I want to see it. But, congratulations. How long was the letter?
It was a pretty good-sized letter.
Yeah.
It wasn't real long.
Did they post the whole
thing? No, but it was really good. I mean,
you know what?
Really
they posted it exactly. They didn't take anything out of it.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
Which is unusual. Yeah, it's almost, in fact, it's back basically, because I had saved it, you know, in my email.
Yeah.
And I went back, you know, it was about 3 weeks ago, and I went back and looked, and it's about basically word for word almost. Yeah. Because
yeah.
So, sometimes they'll leave stuff out, different things out. I didn't know they'd put about, at the time when I wrote about the Carrie part, it was rumored. So that's why I put, you know, the rumored return.
Right.
And I thought by the time it hit the, you know, I thought maybe they would say, take that out.
Anybody heard one way or the other whether Christy Clark and Patrick Muldoon are back permanently? Do they have a contract or are they just...
They're not saying. I don't know. But I have a feeling they're back
actually,
for a while. I know Patrick Muldoon has been tweeting, and I'm not following Christy Clark.
They've been,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, they've been filming.
Yeah, I just started following Christy Clark. I saw she was on.
Oh, okay.
But all Soap Opera Digest said is that they were back. They didn't say anything about them having
contracts.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought they did. I just assumed they did.
I assumed they did, too, but somebody was talking about one of Christy Clark's tweets that said something about we had fun, as though it was in the past. So, I wonder.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was just, you know.
I'm not convinced Deidre and Drake have a contract either. So,
that's true.
It's not just them.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody has a contract right now.
They're probably going to see how things go.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that when she did that interview, she mentioned on Facebook or something that they cut 75% of it. And all that it said, from what I heard, was that she was coming back. It didn't say anybody else was coming back, and she didn't say she had a contract. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake hasn't said he does, right? They're just saying they just said they came back. Matthew Ashford, he said something about getting hired back with a contract, I thought, but maybe not.
I don't know.
I'll be curious. If that's all they're going to do, and they fired six people, and then these people don't stay, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
I just can't imagine
what these two writers could do that would be so fabulous that they can keep people watching if Ken does that.
I don't know. I'm trying not to speculate too much personally because I really don't know what they're going to do. I'm just thinking.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm imagining that this week they've probably, because they're all glammed up and everything, I imagine it's some sort of charity event or something. Maybe it's a costume party. I mean, I don't know. Some sort of big event. And somehow they must make entrances that are, you know, in some way interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I hope they are. But for whatever reason, they're taping some pretty long hours. So this sounds like back in the day when they would do, like, Sean and Belle's wedding and it would last forever or, you know, whatever. So it sounds like they're putting in a lot. I think 41 actors were on set on
mm-hmm.
Wednesday. So it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, 40-some. 41
at least.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's the entire cast.
So, probably...
I think so. That's about all they have at this point.
Yeah.
So
you know, let's hope for the best and, you know, hope that it works out because, you know, I mean, I know it won't be the 80s. I know it won't be, you know, everything we all, you know, want, but it's got to be a vast improvement over what we had.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't watch in the 90s, did you, Anna?
Coming up, coming up in the next couple of weeks, Kate's going to be sabotaging a concert that Chloe has and everything, and I'm just thinking, I mean, I love Kate, you know, my favorite character and everything, and I love Lauren, she's a wonderful actress, and I'm sure she'll pull it off, she and Nadia work well together, you know, whatever, but I'm just like, oh, but I was tweeting with Lauren today, and she said something about, she said, but no brownies or something, and then I said something about, please tell me you're done with the green apple, too. And she says, no apples in sight. So I think Kate's going to get her mojo back. And, you know, I mean, not that she's ever lost her mojo, but, you know, I think she's got a few more
obsessive interactions with Chloe where she's trying to destroy her, which is kind of, in a way, I mean, Chloe's not a worthy adversary of Kate's, in my opinion. I mean, nothing against Nadia, but as far as the character, you know, if Kate's going to go after people, I really want it to be somebody that they're worthy adversaries of hers rather than somebody, because then it almost looks like she's just, you know, running over them. And it's like, it's not a fair fight, really. I mean, because Kate could just destroy this girl. So I don't know. So that doesn't make it all that appealing, but we'll see. I think it sounds like there's going to be some Kate and Sammy scenes this fall, so that should be interesting.
But
they sound like they're looking forward to working together. So,
well, you know what? Sammy should thank Kate. Kate's the one who told Sammy to get Allie
out of
the house.
Right.
Sure. Oh, but everybody's
kind of wonder
short
if
Salem.
Wonder if after that Sammy will turn around and point the finger at Kate and say you knew about Rafe. Why the hell didn't you say something? Never know. I don't know. That would be typical old Sammy Brady. I know she's not like that anymore, but sadly.
Did anybody hear that Nadia might be back? I thought I read that somewhere. There's a rumor about Nadia.
Yeah.
Might not getting hired.
You know,
I feel
like,
bad for Nadia.
Even though
I couldn't stand Dan and Chloe together, I do feel bad for Nadia. I was really hoping for a Philip, you know, Chloe reunion.
Yeah.
But
I saw pictures of her. What is the pictures of her and Brady together, all dressed up? Like, is it going to be...
Probably part of the event, I'm guessing.
Is it part of the event or is it like a flashback? Because somebody mentioned that they were dressed like that for their first date or something. I can't remember. When they first got together, they went to a costume ball or something. And he was dressed up like Zorro and she was... I don't remember what they said she was. But apparently the picture...
Like Carmen? Is it Carmen?
Like, yeah, Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
So... I was wondering if that was what it was, unless Brady just goes because he knows to be nice. I don't know. Is she going to be singing Carmen or something?
I don't know. I don't know.
Wow. Do we get to hear it? It's the only thing Chloe does that I like. Sing. They never have her do it anymore.
Yeah. Probably because they have to pay. They probably have to pay the people that songs they use and stuff, and they can't afford that anymore.
They're
so
singing opera. If they're singing something,
of course, that's true.
Singing Carmen, they don't
the copyrights
have
ended up on those. Beethoven's not around.
No, we're singing Mozart or Beethoven, so that we don't have to pay for anything.
But you never know when an illegitimate great 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 grandchild will pop up. Guys, anything else you
Yes.
think of?
Yes. It just broke tonight. Kimberlyn Brown from Young and the Restless is the Bold and Beautiful, she played Sheila Carter, the crazy psychopath, has joined the Bay. Gregory Martin.
I'm not familiar with her.
She's an excellent psycho.
Name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Scary. Let me look at a picture. I probably recognize her. Oh, yeah, I recognize her. Okay.
Yeah, she's on Twitter. So
yeah, I saw Jamie Giddens had tweeted that, but I didn't know who that was. But, yeah, I recognize her. All right.
Are you guys
that's
watching this summer thing from the Bay? Their summer thing?
Yeah.
I haven't yet.
I saw the first episode. I missed the last two. I keep forgetting. Oh, you know, I did see the second one with the it was kind of stupid, the one on the bench. With that guy.
I haven't watched any of them.
From
Steamboat. Is it any good? Is it as good as the first season?
Not really. The first one, Peter goes to Philadelphia to look for his adopted mother. He has amnesia, doesn't realize his adopted mother committed suicide. And he runs into his grandmother, his adopted grandmother. And she kind of yells at him, screams at him, kind of blames him for... you know, all the family's problems and told him, if you want to see your mother, go to New York City. So that's the end of that first clip. And then he's on a bench with a second episode with, I think his name's Michael O'Leary. He's in some online show called Steamboat. And they start talking, and Peter thinks he's Tom Hanks. And so it's kind of funny. Not that funny, but it's kind of funny. And that was the second episode. I didn't see the last one, but Eileen Kristen's supposed to be in it.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's more like chance happenings. I really don't, doesn't seem like that much of the story's advancing, really. But, yeah, so that's what I've seen so far. But, yeah, so anyway, Kimberlyn joined the cast, so that's pretty cool.
Well, I wonder if Matthew Ashford is still going to do it next year.
Oh, I hope so. He's
I hope so, too, because I was really...
Well, they tend to film on the weekends, so, you know, they tape the whole first season on a couple weekends and they need to kind of tape all night, so it shouldn't interfere that much with days.
Yeah.
So,
That's about it?
Yeah, I'm trying to see anything else. Oh, I wanted to mention Lexi. I thought she was great the other day. When she told Daniel that she wanted to take her family and leave town, I totally felt for her. I'm like, that is such an honest reaction.
Yeah, it is.
And then
took her a while.
Yeah, I mean, not that Lexi has the most stellar reputation either. I mean, you know, she kept Hope's baby after she found out it was Hope's, and then she declared all those people dead who really were alive.
but that was.
And she did admit to Daniel that she flirted with the dark side or something, she said to Daniel.
Yeah,
she did kind of, they did mention that.
And then when Daniel can't figure out why Jennifer got dumped him, and she said, women have a file in their brain with a guy's face on it as the icon, and everything you do gets put into the file. And she tells him he needs to find out what's in his file with Jennifer. And I thought that was it's like a girl had to have written that, but that was pretty smart. So that was really cool.
Oh, yeah, that was cute. Yeah,
I mean, in a weird way, I think Lexi is the better advice giver than Maggie on the show so far. She's done a good job with the advice giving. So, yeah, I thought Lexi was great this week. I'm trying to think of anything else this week.
They give her a storyline, man.
Yeah, by the way, she's great. You know, James Reynolds can be fantastic, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it really bugs me they don't have a storyline. Especially with him being mayor, for some reason he's never out politicking, he never has a fundraiser, there's never a scandal in the mayor's office. I mean, nothing. There's a lot of stuff
he
could do with politics.
He's been reduced to reminding Bo that his wife should not be in the police station because she's a felon.
Yeah.
Which, of course, didn't last. It's just
ridiculous. At least Theo still has At least Theo still has seasonal autism. It's lasted more than a season, you know?
Sort of.
I mean, it's not that it's totally realistic by any means, but at least they've maintained that somewhat. It just hasn't been the focus of the story, but they don't have him acting totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. I mean, I didn't mean that in a bad way. I mean, not totally normal, but, like, totally healthy and not, you know, having that struggle with his autism. But, yeah, so I appreciate that, but they definitely aren't focusing on it anymore or anything.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that was a really – well, that was Gary Tomlin saying,
though. Like, vanished into the –
well,
like
in a way –
Jennifer's ex-husband, who doesn't seem to exist anymore. She's having conversations with her daughter about Chad DeMera, and does she mention the kid's brother? No.
Oh, her brother, her son, her child.
So ludicrous.
Oh.
You know, why aren't we mentioning brother. Peter?
Who?
Peter. Jennifer was married to Peter Blake.
Oh, see, I didn't watch during that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, She went through the whole being married to a DeMera you know. And,
oh,
and,
that's
and
perfect.
Then
oh,
you're
yeah.
having a conversation with Abby, who mm-hmm. is seeing Chad, and Peter's name doesn't even even suggested, let alone
well,
Brad.
It's like Peter and Christian probably don't even exist. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even really talk about
well,
that.
Well, kind of like the Gemini twins don't exist, which, you know.
Yeah, Cassie
yeah.
and Rex
kinda
don't
like
exist either.
Kind of like certain things that they just don't want to bring, you know, they just don't want to bring into
mm-hmm.
the equation.
Yeah, but the Gemini twins, I mean, that
but
was
they shoved
all
it down
of,
our
know,
throats, so yeah, I think
was,
they should. Yeah, I hate when they do
that. That was all of a few months, you know, maybe a year's worth. Peter Blake, I had to put up with Peter Blake. And he was cute. I'll give him that. I was,
yeah, was
cute. But I had to watch him ruin Jack and Jennifer for four or five years. I'm sorry. He should not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when she's talking to her daughter who wants to go out with a Demera. It's just stupid. You can get away with not mentioning the Gemini twins. I think, you know, because Tony mm-hmm. isn't that Tony anymore. So, you know, that kind of works. You can forget about that. But I'm sorry, you cannot just pretend that Peter Blake didn't exist. He
well,
was on the show
yeah.
from 1993 to 1998.
Wow.
And he spent all of
it.
Not
that long.
With Jennifer.
Oh,
not
yeah.
that long? Was it 97 maybe. But that's still 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and all of it obsessed with Jennifer to the point that Jack almost died, and or no, she almost died, and Jack went to prison, and I mean all sorts of stuff, and she's not bringing any of that up to Abby. You know, the Jennifer who went through all that would be going, maybe you should slow things down. This man is Stefano Demira's son, biological son, not even adopted son, biological son, which, since the writers on this show seem to think that DNA makes you evil, I do not get that. What really scares me, though, is
yeah.
that there are fans who seem to think that DNA makes you evil, too.
Yeah. And, oh, if you're evil, you're evil as a person if you're a fan of a bad character, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
understand
it. It's like, I like characters who are entertaining. I don't give a rat's rear end how many people they shoot or stab on a show. It's a show. Just because I like a Stefano doesn't mean I'm an evil person making clones in my basement. I mean,
no.
Get real.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that anymore. I liked Luke and Laura when I was
the
in
the
school.
Are just more fun and exciting
to
watch. You know.
My very first couple on a soap opera was a rapist and his girlfriend, so, you know.
Yeah.
I'm used to that. It is ridiculous, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Anything else, anybody?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I
can't think of anything.
No.
I think we've trashed the show. As much as possible at this point.
Yeah. Well, Madeline, as a teacher and as a Demira lover, you'll definitely have to check out that starsforschools.org because it's that deal. That's neat.
What is it?
So starsforschools.org and classwish.org.
Okay.
Yeah, you can put up a wish list of what you need supply-wise for your classroom, and you can enter a contest to win James Scott and Joe Muscolo, and they will fly you in and give you a hotel room, and you get a set visit, and you're in Soap Opera Digest.
Oh wow!
I'm sorry,
with
you have a chance
to get out of work this year.
The way you said
I think
it,
I might enter
Gary,
that
was
good to me.
That was great. You said something like you have a chance to win James Scott and Joe Muscolo and you get a hotel. I'm like, stop right there. Yeah, I'm signing
Whoa.
Up for that.
Well,
I didn't
out here we
that
can,
way.
Out here we can use all the stuff we can get. The
James
isn't
married yet, so there you go.
We throw a tail pin list in there somewhere, and, you know, that would be great.
Joe Muscolo will finally find out what a hoochie really means.
Yes.
Well, the stinker cut cut our contract so that we go back for 2 days and do meetings, and then we have 2 days off. And they know that all the teachers are going to have to go in and work those 2 days, and they're not going to get paid for it to set up their rooms. They took away the 2 days the teachers were going to get to set up their rooms.
Oh, great.
Oh, boy.
Then they're going to cut all the days that we go in for meetings, but we don't have kids, and they're going to tell us that we have to go in and not pay us.
I'll come in for you. You fly me out there, I'm there. I'll get a perm.
No, I won't do that. I'll call in and I'll be sick because I won't have to get a sub because I'm not going to do that to somebody. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. I'm not going to. And usually, I mean, we have a principal who never sets things up in advance, so we don't even know until we show up that day what it's going to be about, and then it's usually a waste anyway. I usually would rather be with the kids.
So helping out the teachers is a worthy cause for sure, given all the stress and stupid stuff they have to deal with. Well, all right, ladies. Well,
I will definitely go.
Sign up. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Part
I
of
will
you can be.
Too,
part,
yeah.
You too can be. You too can be part of a Demira sandwich. Woo.
Well, it's not the Demira sandwich I'd like, but oh well.
No.
Hey, you know, I have a feeling it might make another Demira jealous.
Can we substitute one for? No.
Aww.
No, that wasn't nice.
You know what? I'll bet you if
I'd
mentioned
love
it
to
it
meet.
Teo, he would probably.
Can we throw him in too? That'd be three.
He'd probably be jealous. I'll bet you he would be
a
jealous.
A triple decker
he'd
sandwich? How's that?
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. It's more like a Club Demira sandwich.
Club Demira. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, well,
I've met all the Demiras now except Joe, which I'd really like to meet Joe.
Oh, he's
cool.
So sweet. Love him. No, I haven't met.
Okay.
I don't really have any reason.
James and Teo, but not Joe.
Desire to.
Or Anna. Or Leanne.
Leanne, yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to meet her, too.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. Well, till next week, girls.
Okay.
I guess we'll... Are you... Any last words? No?
No?
We're good?
No.
All right. Enjoy your
right.
Everybody.
Okay.
Take care. Now we get to hear the fun music. Have
okay.
a good work
right.
week, everybody. And
all
thanks
right.
to everyone
bye-bye.
In the chat room. And all the callers, Penny, appreciate her calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.